from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera, and it's Elliot Short Parks in for John today. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning, as we broadcast from Borgata, our home base, every single Friday morning. Well, Phils do it again last night. They lose, you know, yet again. It's been a very tough stretch lately. I mean, it's frustrating. Look, we'll talk about it, obviously. The Braves take 2-3 from the Phils. New series tonight in Kansas City. 34 games to go in the season. Phils got to get their act together. Eagles with a preseason game tomorrow, final one. The rare Saturday afternoon preseason game. We'll get into that reality. Of course, the Birds made a trade yesterday. Now, Jahan Dotson acquired from the Washington football squad, whatever the hell they're called these days. So we'll get into that and more. Your phone calls on all this at 215-592-9494. Elliot, what's going on, buddy?
What up? How you doing this morning?
Doing well, man. Excited that the Eagles have what should be an upgrade at the third wide receiver. Not excited.
I was going to say, are you doing well after last night?
Yeah. Oh, guys.
I know.
It's like, I can't say it's taken years off my life, but I can say this. It hasn't been enjoyable lately with the Phillies. I mean, it really hasn't. So, all right, let's get into it at 215-592-9494. Curious everyone's reaction, obviously, to the game, to the series. You know, this is a squad the Phillies really could play come October in the first round. That's a viable possibility. By the way, the Phillies, for those that don't know, the Phillies are currently only 7.5 games up on a playoff spot right now. So that's, you know, now starting to come into focus. And it's been a stretch, man. It has been a stretch now in 64 games. And this, again, goes back to since they've gone to London. 64 games, the Phillies are 30-34. So, look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. And, Elliot, before you say something, let me say to Fran, Fran, I can't hear anything in my ears. So whatever you just changed, I need you to change it back. Elliot, what do you make of what's going on with the Phillies?
Well, I don't know if you're going to want to hear this. So maybe tell Fran, you know, give you a few minutes, because what I have to say is not good. And, you know, watching the game last night, I was actually thinking of our good buddy James when I was watching last night, because I remember last year going to every playoff game with James, standing behind home plate in the concourse. And I said to James at one point, I think the Phillies are the best ticket in town. And it's like seeing a rock concert. You go, you see the stars, it's like a magical environment, and you know they're going to win. Like, they were magic.
It was magic.
For 2 years, this team was magic. Last night, to me, that magic is officially gone. I don't view them as that special group of guys that I used to before. There was a long stretch with this team. I remember after Eagles games, like Sixers games, talking to people and saying, well, the Phillies would never lose that game. Like, the Phillies are clutch. The Phillies would get it done. Bryce would find a way. Schwarber would find a way. You know, Ranger out of the bullpen. Castellanos multiple home runs. And they were a team that I think as a city we thought was different. I think last night and really throughout this stretch, they're not different. This is not a special group of players. They're not a special clutch group of players. The magic that this team had and like had in a bottle, and it was amazing for the stretch that they had it, it's gone. And I think you've seen it this season. So last night, perfect example. They get a chance to win a series against the Braves, tied 1-1. And I went and I looked, and this year, when they have split the first two games of a season, so win-loss, loss-win, whatever, when they get to that crucial third game where they get to leave a series with a good feeling, where they get to step up, where they get to have a series win, this year they are 6-12 in those games. And in their last eight chances to do it, they're 2-6. They've lost to the Braves twice in that stretch. They've lost to the D-backs. They've lost to the Guardians. They've lost to the Twins. They lost to the A's. Like, this idea that when Bryce gets to the plate that he's going to do something is gone. Last night, right? One-run game, top of the ninth. Bryce gets up. Boom. Out. The eighth inning, Trey Turner. Last year, I remember tweeting, "Thank you, Jack," every time he did something amazing. Boom. Double play. When's the last time this team did something special? I mean, has it happened at all this year?
Well, it certainly did for a while, and then it didn't. Look, I think a lot of what you said resonates with me. And by the way, everyone, obviously, you can weigh in on last night and what Elliot's saying big picture, 215-592-9494 with the magic on. A lot of what you said resonates with me, Elliot, but not sort of your thesis statement that the magic is gone. I grant that it may be. In time, but I'm not there yet, and I don't think it's there yet, meaning I think it's still there. Let me unpack this for a second. I would frame this differently. I wouldn't say they've lost the magic. Now, they're not playing with it right now, but there's also big stretches the last two seasons in which they demonstrated freaking remarkable magic, particularly in October, and there were big stretches of both seasons where they stunk. So I would not, and it's not like the Phillies have stunk lately. They're 30-34 in their last 64. Now, that's mediocre and slightly below, but it's, you know, below average, if you will. But this is a situation where I would say, and I view this from a town standpoint, a fan standpoint, my personal standpoint, and I would imagine this resonates with many. I wouldn't say they've lost the magic yet. I would say they've lost their innocence. I would say we view them different because of these struggles. And look, I've seen this before. I saw it with the Eagles group with Donovan and Doc, who were on the ascend until they lost to Tampa Bay. And I would say that day the Eagles lost their innocence. Now, here's the deal. 2 years later was the best group of that group in 04. They didn't lose the Super Bowl in 04 because they lost to Tampa Bay in 02. We viewed them differently after that. But they were still a great team, and unfortunately they got bested by Tom Brady and a great defense and obviously a better coach in Belichick. I mean, look, the Sixers in the 70s, the Phillies in the 70s, there are these teams. Sometimes they get to the mountaintop like those squads did, eventually 83 and 80, you know, Sixers and Phils. Some squads don't. The Lindros group never did. Here's the thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them,
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I hear you, Elliot, on the magic. I agree it was real. I agree it feels different. But I know this. 2 years ago, this squad, this basically almost the same squad, some guys different, but largely the same. 2 years ago, for those that don't know, in September of 2022, before that magic carpet ride of that first Red October, they're back, all right, that old thing, Phillies had two different five-game losing streaks. Bryce Harper couldn't hit the ball. Couldn't hit the ball in September. You know, last year, Aaron Nola couldn't pitch well. He was just muddling for a long time. So I think it's premature, in my opinion, even though they're not playing good baseball right now, in my opinion, it's premature, Elliot, to say they've lost.
So I agree that as I sit here today, the Borgata, I can't say that they won't win the World Series. They have a roster and a collection of guys that have the talent to do it. But what I'm talking about is I have lost faith in them that in big moments, that magic they had before, that they will have.
Don't
those
you
big
think?
Moments.
But okay, I know you've lost faith. I hear it. I hear it from a lot of people. Don't you think that you might be jumping the gun?
No. It doesn't mean they can't recapture it. But where they're at right now, and I think the way you put it, that innocence, right? There was a stretch with this team where because they didn't have those past playoff failures, because they were having those magical runs, they could do no wrong in the eyes of the city. Every big moment in those playoff games, I remember standing there with James behind home plate, and obviously the Diamondbacks didn't end the way we wanted. But for a lot of that stretch, there was always that feeling of, okay, he'll get a hit. They're going to get it out here. Kirkring's going to come in and, you know, get that inning that they need. So while things could shift back, I just look at this team, and I don't even think they believe it anymore. I think they themselves don't feel that they're that group that they were before. When I watch them in these big moments, they don't have that confidence they used to have. That dugout doesn't look the same to me. They look like, yes, they have the talent. And so, of course, could they go on a run in October? Obviously. They have hitters that get hot. We've seen that. But they're just not that same group to me anymore. I don't view them the same.
Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. I mean, we'll ask you, obviously, first and foremost, your reaction to the game last night and the series. Phils dropped 2-3. Do you agree with Elliot the Phils have lost the magic? Do you agree with him that, you know, they're not really the squad we thought they were? I mean, Seltzer, this series, that last night's game, this stretch, whatever portion you want to take, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I'm annoyed every night. It's frustrating watching this team, like, especially to the point that you made where they were special for the first 60 games or whatever it was of the season. They really were. It was a special start to the season. I mean, they were on, you know, a record pace, not an insubstantial way into the season.
Right.
But, look, I'm frustrated. I agree. I watch them at night, and I don't think they're going to come back the way I used to. I don't look at them in the same way at this moment. But it, like you just said, Joe, I mean, in 2022, the third to last game of the season, we thought they were a bunch of losers. Literally, we said that on the air.
Until that night, and they actually won something.
They won a
playoff spot, and they popped champagne and showed personality.
And then Gene Segura got a hit, and then they almost won the World Series. Like, baseball's weird like that.
Yeah.
And we talk about it every year. It's why you hate the extra wild cards, right? Like, it's a crapshoot when you get to the playoffs. It's chaos. And so I can't overreact right now. When I saw the Rangers last year have a 9-game losing streak, go 5-15.
Didn't they really?
They had a 9-game losing streak, and they went 5-15 over a stretch of August. August.
Wow.
Sound familiar? So, like, and then they won the World Series. They blew the division last year. They were up on the Astros at the end of the season and blew it, and then won it as a wild card. So, like, I am definitely frustrated, and I am not nearly as confident in this group as I used to be. But to say that it's, like, done, they're cooked, I can't get there.
So, I mean, I think those are excellent points, and James, you say this to me consistently. Like, it's baseball. Things happen, right? And you're right. Over a long stretch, things can happen. But to me, that sounds a lot like, well, they could win it with a backup quarterback. Like, yeah, anything could happen. They could win the Super Bowl again with a backup quarterback, but that's not a belief in the team. That's a belief that anything could happen,
Ellie,
and that's the change.
Ellie, you think they lost their mojo?
Yeah, of course they've lost their mojo. I think the entire thing has. I think the fan base doesn't believe in them the same. I think the players don't believe in them the same. This is what happens when you have playoff losses like they did last year. People hate when I compare them to the Sixers, but there's a similar feeling right now for me where it's gone from, yeah, they're good enough to win, but now I'm waiting for how they'll lose as opposed to how they'll win. And I was not like that with this team the past 2 years.
Devin, what Elliot's saying, it resonate with you?
A little bit. So I think I'm going to go back to something I said a couple weeks ago, and I hate to be, you know, a big vibes person, but this team is just deflated. I'm not having fun watching them, and I hate to keep making this comparison to the Eagles last season, but similar in that they just look like, you mentioned mojo, Joe, they don't have a mojo, they don't have confidence. You know, when the camera pans over to the dugout, even after, you know, they get on base, the guys are just kind of looking lackluster, they're looking exhausted. I think back to something Brandon Marsh said in April in a post-game interview. He said, yeah, when he was doing really well, he said, it just feels like it's August now. And that, now that it is actually August and we're seeing them just play with no energy, no confidence, is always on my mind when I see, especially him, struggling for the most part.
He has a lot.
Because I think they're exhausted, they're burnt out, and I worry that maybe they used up all that magic, if you want to call it that, energy early in the season. What gives me hope is that it is baseball, and in baseball, you know, you can get back at it the very next day. But yeah, I don't have confidence. And we talk about magic, and yeah, they had magical postseason runs the last two seasons. But the last two postseasons, they also ran out of that magic, and
that's
they
a great
lost.
Point.
They hit a brick wall.
They didn't
wall.
Win
yeah,
at all.
That's right. That's
so
right.
what makes you think that that's not going to happen again, even if they do somehow get it back?
So look, we'll hear where everyone stands. I mean, it's the game last night. It's the series. It's the stretch again. The stretch now since they get on that plane to London is 30-34. And do you think Elliott's assertion that they've lost the magic is accurate?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.